You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Going through a pandemic can be very discouraging. Some have become sick. Others have lost loved ones and friends. The pandemic has impacted everyone in some way. The way we work, go to school, and even how we worship. Some have not been in church since March. There is disruption, frustration, and confusion about what to do next. I was talking the other day with Dr. Kelton Hinton, a friend who works with Southern Baptist churches in North Carolina. And he said, you know, this is not the first time the people of God have been in a situation like this. He mentioned the Jewish exile in Babylon. He noted that those people had their lives turned upside down and they were cut off from worshiping at the temple. But God used the process to refine them, and He was with them wherever they went. Since they were unable to offer sacrifices at the temple, they formed synagogues where they could study God's word together and pray. They began to concentrate more on their family. They received guidance from the prophet Jeremiah, which is found in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 5. And it says, "Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace." The words God gave the exiles can help us. They could not worship as they had previously. Eventually, their temple was destroyed, and many of them were taken to a faraway land. Many of us are in situations where we cannot worship or come together for church as we have previously. Though our situation is not anything as bad as the exiles, we can learn from them. Some of their people were frustrated. They expected everything to get back to normal soon. They were looking for the exile to end quickly. Similarly, it is normal for us to look for the pandemic to end quickly, so we can get back to life as it was before. However, it appears that this event will continue to have an impact upon our lives for some time, which is where we can get guidance from Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah essentially told the exiles to settle down and not look for a quick end to the crisis. He encouraged them to go on offense and build, plant, and pray. Build ye houses and dwell in them. So get busy doing your work, building a life. Dwell in them. Dwell in these houses and enjoy that life. In our situation, this would be to get busy with our lives and ministry, taking precautions but not waiting for the pandemic to end. Plant. He writes, "And plant and eat the fruit of them." To plant is to invest. When you plant, you assume that you or someone else will be around later to eat the fruit. They were to do the things that would be greater benefit later. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. In other words, do not lose sight of your family in the exile. Build or develop your children. Encourage them to get married and to have children. Plant strong families. And pray. Verse 7 said, "Seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace." Babylon was often hostile toward the faith of the exiles, and the Babylonians engaged in some terrible sins. Rather than disparage the Babylonians or conspire against them, they were to pray for them. They were to try to help them and to seek peace. The well-being of the exiles was tied to the well-being of their community. At the NAFWB General Board meeting a few weeks ago, Free Will Baptist adopted the 3 for 30 plan for this decade. The plan is to reach, train, and give. Reach our community, train our people, and give our talents and treasure to further the gospel. You'll hear more about that later. But over the last few days, we've had some conversations with many of our leaders, and we believe this is a critical time. Perhaps the first initiative of the 3 for 30 plan should be the Jeremiah 29 initiative to reach our neighborhoods, to train ourselves and our families and our churches to reach our communities by praying for them and giving to them to help them to find peace. So how can we build and plant right now? Even though we went a long time without sports and distractions, research indicates that Bible reading has actually gone down in the pandemic. If we're going to reach others, we must begin by building ourselves into people who know and apply the Bible to our lives. We must plant the Scripture in our hearts so we can be transformed into instruments God can use. So, as part of the Jeremiah 29 initiative, we're asking every person to spend at least some time, preferably 15 minutes, reading the Bible every day. When you read, ask these questions. What did the passage mean to the people who received it for the first time? What is the timeless principle? What does the Bible teach us, or the passage teach us, about God? And what do you need to do based on the passage? Now, if we do this, we will be transformed. And if you will go to nafwb.org and click on the Jeremiah 29 initiative, you'll find a bookmark with those questions. And it's a simple reminder to try to apply the Word. You will also find some Bible reading plans as well as a link to the Randall House app that provides valuable resources in this area. We don't care how you do it, just please read your Bible. This would make a good churchwide campaign for the month of September. If you commit to reading your Bible and you tell your pastor and other folks at your church, think of how encouraging that this could be to your pastor and other leaders. On the same line, I really believe it is critical that we get our Sunday school classes, life groups, and other small groups meeting if they are not already doing so. This is key to building and planting. Though the groups may be smaller, or even meet at a park or house instead of church, or even meet on Saturday or other day instead of Sunday, or even meet online, well, you get the picture. It is critical to be building and planting. So as more people get into the Word, it may be that more people begin to teach the Word. With social distancing, smaller classes or groups are more desirable, so please get into the Word and pass it on to others. Be busy making disciples. Pray. In October, we will be asking our people to pray 15 minutes a day. This is a great time to pray for your neighbors as instructed in Jeremiah 29, verse 7. Please pray for the nation, for the upcoming election, and your pastor. Remember, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. Tell your pastor you're praying for him. Again, how encouraging it is to hear that the majority of the people in your church are praying every day. So we encourage you to pray for your community, and to consider walking through or driving through your neighborhood and praying for your people. In November, we will ask people to commit to making time for spiritual conversations with their family. This coincides well with Thanksgiving. Just as Jeremiah instructed Judah not to lose sight of their families during the exile, we also must not lose sight of our families during the pandemic. The pandemic has provided more family time for many. Let's identify that as a gift from God, a time to plant that will enable our family to survive the storms of life. Let's read the Scripture, let's pray together, and let's even minister together. Now, sometimes when we think of family time in the Word, we make it too complicated. This could be as simple as reading Psalm 1 before a meal, praying and then talking about how to apply the passage during dinner. Maybe use some of the many Randall House resources that they have provided on family faith conversations. Randall House has provided a family-centered curriculum called Everyday Curriculum, which includes an app and other vital tools to help start and continue spiritual conversations with your children. Pastor, Randall House will even mail this curriculum to the families in your church. So I encourage you to take advantage of these resources. Will you commit to helping your family? Where will we be in December? We may not be able to host some of the outreach activities we've enjoyed in the past. I've already heard about New Year's Eve fireworks celebrations being canceled, but we still need to reach out. The Lord said specifically to pray for them to have peace. It may be that some of you feel called to go a step further. Dr. Hinton suggested you might become a neighborhood outpost. During the pandemic, some churches created family-centered outreach, often a husband and wife and children. They walked through a neighborhood and they checked on people to make sure that they were okay. And I think this is in the spirit of what Jeremiah is getting at in this passage. Perhaps this might even lead to an opportunity for neighborhood Bible studies. Feel free to use some of the memes on our website as a means to discuss an issue and read scripture. Usually, though, when we think of Jeremiah 29, we think of verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. This was meant for these exiles. And God was saying, this bad thing that has happened is actually for your good. Perhaps this, too, is for our good. Yes, this is a very discouraging time, and many things are outside of our control. But we can control how often we read the Bible, how often we pray to the Lord. Those are things we can do no matter what happens in the future. And yes, everyone is a bit frustrated and confused. This allows us to focus on our family and build something that will last. Perhaps our neighborhoods are more receptive to the gospel than previously. Let's pray for them to have peace and to do what we can to point them toward the gospel. Build, plant, and pray. It worked for those exiled to another country. Let's make it work in the current pandemic.